You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
It's time for the End of Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon. Crazy is Dominican, you know, Vladimir, come on, yo. My cool man from the county of Dade, Ali Muhammad.
Yeah, we are back. It is In the Conversation. This is Damian Lemon on the microphone. We back, and on my right hand side, I got
this is El Capitan Vladimir Camaño.
You know, back in the fold. On my left hand side, I got
oh man, it's Ali Muhammad, man. In the conversation,
there we go. We back,
guru.
Three, you know, the triangle offense,
no doubt.
All three at the table,
three you know? Deep.
We back. You were over yonder, across the border, passport country. What talk to us?
Overseas does sound better, though, for some reason.
Abroad.
Abroad sounds better.
Abroad,
yeah,
that sounds
more distant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A little more cachet.
You know, I was abroad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Even if it was months ago, you just say, oh, that must have happened when I was abroad.
I had to fill out a customs form.
Shit. Yeah, but what's going on? Tell us about, you came back from the good old Montreal Just for Laughs Festival. You are a 2015 Montreal Just for Laughs Festival new face.
Yeah.
Comedy new face.
That's right.
I knew you for a minute, but you new face. 2015 Montreal. You're there that whole weekend. You did shows. You did a fucking gala. Talk to us. Tell us why am I talking like you're a radio contestant? Talk to us, man. Like, take us through it, man. How was it for you, man? Speak to the people.
Montreal was insane, man. It's, you know, it's like the biggest comedy festival, I hate to say, in the world, because I haven't been all over the, but it probably, you know, it's like, it's a diesel comedy festival, man. It's a week of just straight comedy shows. Everybody who's in the comedy game is up there.
Yeah.
And it was an honor to be selected for it. It's crazy. You could do comedy for so long, and then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, you're a new face. And you're like, I've been staying up late till 4 o'clock in the morning for quite a while. Say, you know what I'm saying?
They say it takes seven to ten years to make an overnight success.
Yeah. Chris Rock said he didn't get any success till 15 years in, he said.
Yeah.
In an interview with Judd Apatow.
Yeah.
But I had a hell of a week, man.
Word.
Had a
Talk
hell of a
about
week.
It.
So, yeah, so I did the new faces. You know, the whole point of the festival is for you to network with executives and casting agents and potentially find opportunities to get your comedy exposed. Mm-hmm. And I met with a lot of agents and actually signed with one.
Wow.
Signed with an agency. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah. This nigga's in the conversation on the move.
Yeah, I know, man.
You know what I mean?
Man, bullshit,
came back
man.
Important. Nigga came back important now.
Oh, good.
You know what I mean?
So shout out to Innovative. I signed with Innovative agency. And they showed me a lot of love. They showed me a lot of they made me a priority. A lot of interest, and they brought the whole team out. So it made me feel comfortable, mm-hmm. and I signed with them. So they're throwing me some work already.
There you go. That's
about to get in that money.
Work is work. Good money, you know. Good money.
Nice.
So what else, man? How was it? How was Montreal? Who'd you fucking bug out off of seeing? Talk to us, man. How was it?
I got to work with one of my idols, man. You know, one of my idols is Sebastian Maniscalco.
Okay.
I got to open up for him twice while I was in Montreal, and I actually got to hang out with him and talk. And he gave me an amazing Twitter shout out. You know, he gave me a little follow and he gave me a shout out. He was like, great working with you.
Uh-huh.
You know, I took a little screenshot. All right.
He following you?
He following me now, man. I was like a little groupie. I was like,
you followed him back.
He followed him right back. I've been following him. I've been following you.
How good. Yeah, that shit. Oh man. What else, man? So what then, else did you what else going on out there, man?
Then I was fortunate enough. So what happens is they got these huge gala shows out there.
Oh shit.
2,000 seaters. Damien was blessed enough to do one as well when he was up there.
It's like he in church. Blessed enough to
yeah, man.
touch it.
Because they only pick, but you know, this year they only picked one, and I was the only person they picked to do the gala, which is a 2,000 seater. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. And I did
blocka,
it with a
blocka.
Yeah. And I did it with all that noise, all that
shit in the background.
Raga pow, all that.
Question for you. What you have on your feet, though?
So I had a...
this is the realest question
already
ever.
Already sound like a letdown.
Ah, no. The crowd, you know, the crowd is waiting, boy. Probably, what's up?
Yeah,
shout
out
to the people.
I put a picture up on the fan page of me wearing some Jordans. I didn't put my face in it, though. It was just me and my legs and some shoes. Mm-hmm. And people were like, I'm catfishing with the Jordans on.
Right.
So this might not be your legs.
I had a daily routine. You know, I don't know if you guys know, but I'm kind of OCD. Like, I have a routine to things. So I basically had the 11s low black and red, black and red ones, the breads, yeah. And I had those. That was my daily shoe. Mm-hmm. So I had some nice blue jeans, maybe a white shirt, maybe black, nice little New York Yankees fitted cap.
Okay.
With the breads on. That was my morning to like 5 o'clock shoe.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then at night, I transitioned into the show outfit.
What was that?
A little more fitted attire, maybe a nice little button down, maybe some dark jeans. And then I had
maybe
on a,
or is this did this happen?
Is this a supposition?
Yeah. Well, you know,
what the fuck did you have on?
Allegedly. Motherfucker might have had a nicer slack on.
I could have.
I could have had been.
This nigga talk different since he came from abroad.
You got a little culture in you.
What shoes you had on, man?
I've seen the world, guys. So go ahead. So you had a evening outfit.
I had an evening.
Shit, had a blazer. You had a fucking a dinner jacket. You have a dinner jacket.
And what you had on your feet? That was the question.
So then my show shoes that weekend. I typically wear a nice white shoe when I'm on stage.
I typically wear a nice white shoe. Go ahead, Bob. Speak and, on. Sound like fucking.
Wait for it.
I know. I had on a pair of white. It was either one or two pairs that I put up there with me. I had a pair of white shell toe Adidas or a pair of classic throwback British Knights.
You told me this before.
I got a lot of love for the British Knights, though.
You was in fucking Montreal, Bob.
A shell toe is always good, man.
You can't go wrong with a white shell, especially in the good old summertime. That British Knight, man, I don't know, man. That's a strong pick, and that's the thing about sneakers. You stick behind. That's your bold statement.
No doubt.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it is what it is. If you felt good on them stages when you stepped through with that motherfucking British Knight on, with the quilt on the side and all of that
quilt, so that it's textured. So when you're on stage, it has a nice little touch.
Little bing bing.
I think we talked about this.
Yeah.
Well, a long time ago, you told us about that texture on that British Knight.
Want a little texture on your shoe, especially when they're white, because it's just plain white. Look, the shell toe are good because they got that little the toe is the shell, and got a little texture on it. Gives a nice little touch.
You know, a little depth to the act.
That's what it is. A little depth.
No doubt.
You just want a plain white shoe look like you in a nursing. You know, you're a nurse at a hospital.
There it is. But you
You did. You sound disappointed.
Nah. I mean, nah.
But you gotta be careful with the Jordans, though, man. Because if you don't wear it right, make your feet look too big. You know, they look big. You know, you want to look sleek up there.
This is the thing. This man came back. This man is a successful young man.
Whatever he did worked.
But it's working. But it's still. But what I'm saying. And again, it's a process. Right now, as we speak, you got the Jordans. You got the Jordans, but not on his feet. This motherfucker got them shits in a garment bag.
In a backpack right now.
In a book bag, like an old school rapper who used to bring his chains to the show and got his man, hold on, TJ Swan, bring my bag of jewelry. I'm going to do this 20-minute set, take the jewels off, put it back in the bag, tell him to go here.
Well, here's the funny part. D's like, where the Jordans at? And I go to get my bag. And he says to me, hold that. Just don't even pull them out. I don't even want to.
We got the cameras.
You want to pull them out?
Because I feel as though.
Well, I brought these for proof. That's why I brought them out.
Proof of what?
That I got them. Because cats in the cats.
Nobody
in the,
cares.
How about you do this?
They be questioning.
Wear them for the rest of the podcast.
Yeah, put them on.
They got a fucking carpet in here.
Make a footprint.
Kick your feet up, man. Let the people know, man. You're living.
Listen.
It's a new life, man. You're stepping in the right direction. Don't wear your shoes sparingly. These aren't rashes.
It's gonna be some more.
It's gonna they be gonna plenty make, more make, where make, that make came from.
I copped another pair last week. I copped the white little black icy bottoms.
You could have wore that.
I got those.
That was white.
I had a long day. It was a lot of walking around today, Ali. I didn't want to really.
I'm talking about on the stage.
Oh, I don't know. I'm
like
a shelter for the stage. I like the shelter for the stage.
I'm dying.
But my daily shoe when I'm walking around, I like a nice little. I put my Jordans on for the walk around.
No doubt.
You know, you out there, little event at the Hyatt, they see you, they go, oh, this guy's got a pair of exclusivity, you know? That's what you want when you're out there just kind of hanging out. You want to hang out with the Jordans. That's my thing. You want to hang out.
No doubt.
Who is this guy?
This is the new Vlad, y'all. This yo, the new so, Vlad. The El Capitan has left the building.
The Chapo.
All right. Well, let's did it. So it was a great trip. Anything else you want to talk about?
So
or?
I get the gala. They tell me I get the gala, right? I get the gala. And then, like, you know, I don't know about you guys, but I'm an anxious person. I have a lot of anxiety. So I said to my manager, listen, I'm going to go get a massage.
Okay.
He's like, all right, go get the massage. I get the massage, right? It's a little Asian spot by the hotel. I go in there. I give him a massage. As I'm finishing up, the woman goes, hey, by the way, we have option. Mm. And I go,
that's what's up.
Option.
That's smooth. I've never heard option. This language, so that's interesting. That's how they articulate it.
I'm like, where's the asterisk in this conversation? She's like, we have option. Uh-huh. And I go,
what's she doing at that moment? She's telling you that. She stepped back? Or
she stepped
like
back. Okay. She stepped back, gave me space to get off the thing. And I go, what's the option? She literally says, she goes, hand job.
Kept it 100. Let's be explicit.
Yeah,
here.
She was like, and I was like, first of all, like my mind started thinking about, this is just me.
Warren
Sapp. Yeah, okay. The way I think about it. I think about all the, this is, and I hate to be vulgar, but my mind is going through all the penises she must have touched in this particular facility.
The hand.
And I said, you know, I was so disgusted that she would offer me that. Mm-hmm. I was so disgusted.
How did she look?
She wasn't the best, you know.
See, that's why.
Even if
she was a fine motherfucker,
even then,
like box of gloves.
Even then, why would you outsource a hand job? You
but
know,
at
like,
this
why
point,
would you,
this is my question though.
That's a service you can do for yourself. Like you know what I'm saying? Why would you pay?
At this point, she's already rubbed your whole body.
Just the back. I said, listen, get the upper back.
With her hands.
Yeah.
It's true. Good point. Yeah.
I mean, you know what I'm saying.
So your dick up be
no,
just
no,
dirty.
I mean, no,
come
no.
on. It's your shoulder blade.
No, that's hilarious. That's very funny.
I mean,
that's
you
very
know.
Funny.
That's a good
that's
point.
That's very funny. That's very funny.
Got it.
That's very funny.
He got herpes on his shoulder.
Oh, man. That's horrible. That's terrible, D.
Shit, man.
You got to put on a body
he
condom.
Fucked shit up.
He did.
Your whole
he did.
Line of questioning, man. That's a good person, man. That's just every, man. That was...
I mean, she just wasn't pretty enough for you.
Even then, I wouldn't do it, dog. I just the whole thought of like this is what you know. You got other men's and you're more touch. No,
but what about the girl you're gonna meet? You know what I'm saying? That has been with other dudes.
I mean, but just your volume.
Got out of relationship.
So this
been
is how,
doing hand jobs every day for the last 3 years.
It's how much of a weirdo I am. I turned to her. First of all, I had that vicious thought in my head of all the penises she's touched, mm-hmm. And then I turned and I go, listen, is that even legal? Mm-hmm. And she goes, in Canada, yes.
You asked all these questions?
I asked.
Why didn't you just say no?
I said no. First of all, I said, listen, if you want a little extra cash, I'll give it to you. There's no need
he
for
made her
job.
Feel ashamed of himself. She out here trying to hustle.
He horse shaming.
You know what I'm saying?
You horse shaming in the massage parlor. What the fuck you went to the massage parlor?
What's horse shame? I never heard of horse. What's horse shame?
Whore.
Oh, whore.
Whore
oh.
shaming.
Oh, a whore shame. I'm not shaming. She's not a whore. I mean, I mean,
she's selling hand jobs.
Yeah.
Man, I feel
so
really bad about it.
I went home. I took an incredible shower.
Where you washed all that off your back?
Purell and everything. Took it right off.
All right.
No doubt.
What you get into, man? How you been this weekend, man?
Oh, man, it was all good, man. I went out to Philly, man, with doing some content for Miller. Uh-huh. And they have a series out in Philly called The Kickback. So that's when we went for Grits and Biscuits. Uh-huh. So the next in line in the series was Everyday People.
Okay.
Which is, you know, for, you know, our listeners out there, it's a party that they do, a brunch party that they do in New York.
Yeah.
And this one particular one was the first time they did it in Philly.
Uh-huh.
And shit, it was a good-ass party.
Yeah, it pops off. It's a long, I went to the one in New York. Went to that. I told y'all the story. Did I tell you about
that?
You kind of alluded to it. You didn't give us the full scoop.
Well, let the people know.
I could have swore I told you a story. I don't believe it's a story
well,
about
little
me
piece
being.
Of story.
It was a cheap moment. And I actually went against it. You know what I mean? Went out there, a friend of mine, shout out to my homegirl Nadine. She had a birthday party over there and you know, celebration at the Everyday People brunch or whatever. Brunch is about $30. Right?
This Chef Roble.
all right, so I get to the spot.
Where's it at? What's the spot?
It's right there. It's at the DL on Delancey, right? So right there, and around the same time, like there's a McDonald's diagonally across from that DL.
Hilarious.
And they had, at the same time, they had that good two for four.
Two for four
filet of fish. Now, I love a filet of fish. Now, this other shit that they had up there, the Roble situation, it was cool, but it was, again, sometimes, you know, there's a little too much fusion in your cuisine sometimes. Sometimes some French toast, they add some other shit to it to take it to another exotic level, but you lose your reference point, which is French toast, is what you're trying to land sometimes. But I was like, all right, fuck it. You know what? This is a celebration. I got people in the building. I'm not living in squalor. Damien, don't be fucking cheap. So I go here. And you get free mimosas. And this was at a time where I was taking a little time from drinking. But I was like, fuck that. I got to get my money's worth. I'm going to get back in it.
Hilarious.
But the food was there. But the party was popping. And the party was a day party that I got there kind of early.
Mm-hmm.
But the party went on until like midnight, and we left probably like around like 6-7 because we had been there for a minute. That shit was on fire, and you could just see the waves of people coming in. Right. It was a great party, man. I liked it.
And it's funny because that same energy, it seems like, you know, with the internet and people get to see what it actually is, you know. So if you're in another city and you look on the internet and you see the pictures, you could understand how people go, how people dress, the types of people that go. Uh-huh. And it's crazy to see how it translates and go to a different market and then the same type of crowd shows up ready and prepared to do exactly what's supposed to happen. And it was popping, man. It was popping. It was a lot of beautiful people. You know what I'm saying? Everybody was, you know, exotically dressed in, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
This new bohemian style, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What I call the Neo Shea Butters.
The Neo Shea Butters.
Yeah.
Now, what makes,
yeah, talk about that. Talk
what's
about
the
that.
Difference between the Neos and the classic Shea Butters?
So when I first moved to New York, you know, your classic Shea Butters was in Brooklyn, or they might have been isolated in certain parts of
Fort
Harlem.
Fort Greene or something.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Fort Greene, real uh-huh. Prospect Park, you know what I'm saying?
Peace.
That was the
peace.
Original natural hair, you know what I'm saying? Incense burning, Shea Butter moisturizing. You know what I'm saying? Erykah Badu was the champion of the movement.
Give thanks.
Ashe. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying?
Peace.
The woke crowd. You know what I'm saying? So now the Neo Shays, like the original Shays, they, you know, it was mostly like, you know,
the O'Shays,
you know what I'm saying, was more like thrift store, you know what I'm saying, dashiki, you know what I'm saying? You could tell they put their thing together, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
The Neo Shays, you know what I'm saying? They do a little fusion. That's a cultural fusion with what they got. You know what I'm saying? They got a little high, you know, designer garments, you know what I'm saying, natural hair, you know what I'm saying? But they mix a little, you know what I'm saying, bohemian chic.
OOTD.
You know what I'm saying?
What's that? What's OOTD?
Outfit of the day ass motherfucker.
Outfit of the day. Exactly. Exactly. They ready for the street photographer. They street photographer ready.
Ready.
You know what I'm saying?
Street photographer ready.
So, but it's a beautiful
got
look.
Got a good,
you know,
blog on natural hair. I'm going to do this twist out.
And it's
670,000 views.
You know what I'm saying? And it's black. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's all kinds. It's like diaspora black, not just... You know what I'm saying? Just not just the color. It's the DNA of it.
And this is both genders, or are we just talking about like the
both
women?
Genders. Both genders. It's you know, you got dudes in there with the, you know, big fedoras and all kind of looks. I mean, it's a fashion forward, modern situation.
It's popping,
and the music is popping. It's a good look, man. I'm just mad at myself that I didn't go to the ones in New York, because I heard about it, but, you know, I ain't on the scene, so yeah. I ain't never really checked it out.
It's different being at a party when you're not on the scene. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, it's like, please don't feed the animals. You know what I mean? You can look at it, but you can't touch. You understand? Like, you can understand it from a sociological setting.
Yeah,
you know,
it's anthropological.
Okay. I can dig it, yeah. But,
so I'm working, so, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm National Geographic in that bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Over here, you got the Neo Shays.
Mm-hmm.
And
with
this
OOTD,
this hilarious breed of Neo Shay,
that's funny.
It's gonna rest on the deck in the sun.
But it's cool. It's a lot of those type of parties that are like been moving around, you know. Mm-hmm. I feel like 1992 party kind of kicked the door. One of those, that's right. One of them few parties that kind of kicked it off. Yeah, and then I know you see like 40 ounce bounce. His shit moves around, and somebody else just had, you said grits and biscuits.
What bothers me though, man, is like, you know, I'm sure it's a good time, but you look at photos, these places are so packed.
Nah.
They're not that packed.
But see, when you bought the party, see, I grew up in the party, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, in the scene. So when you don't want to be in no half empty joint. You know what I'm saying?
If you want a little space.
But see, you got to know where to get space. You know what I'm saying? You want the dance floor to pop.
It's Fire Marshal Bill over there.
You know what I'm saying?
You know that.
You want the dance floor to be, you want to feel like it's community. It's community, right there.
What's the occupancy?
You know what I'm saying? A little space.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You especially don't want space when you're really trying to get it in. You know what I'm saying? You don't want no space.
Because I look at the pictures like, it's like Time of Our Lives, and it's a sweat box. Like,
that's what it's supposed to be.
That's the time of your life, a sweat box, a cramped situation.
Ask your brother who do the salsa if he, you know what I'm saying? He don't want to sweat with his shit.
You know what I mean? That's cold.
You don't want him doing that.
That's melding. That's the juices.
Yeah, you don't want him doing that.
That's the original Bluetooth. Yeah, send out the signals.
He done smacked the lady head when she tried to give him a head shot. Is this legal?
Is this legal? Where has that hand been?
Get your hand out of my pants.
What's your count? What's your count on that hand?
Hilarious.
I get, I don't know, it's too many people sometimes, you know?
Yeah, it's all right, man.
No, no doubt. You probably ain't no party person, though. You ain't in the, you know what I mean? Of that community.
You get more progressive, you know? It's all about being progressive.
No. I ain't there, but I appreciate the shit like an anthropologist.
Yeah. Because I went to a cigar lounge one time, man, and the DJ was playing music so loud, and I was like, dude, I can't even have a conversation here.
Yeah, that don't even really seem like that would even go together.
It was brutal.
Yeah, cigar bars is full of dudes.
And it's supposed to be some chill shit.
Mostly dudes. There was some famales in there.
Couple.
Some who?
Famales.
They was with somebody? Or they was out on their own? They was
out and about. Some of them were like, you know, little streakers. They were out and about by themselves.
What that mean?
I'm trying to find the word, like when you see like an animal that gets away from the herd. What's the word?
Strays?
A stray. A couple strays in there.
That's what you're saying?
Late night, nothing happened.
They off the reservation?
Yep.
They out in the wild, about to be prey.
Wolves like, oh, and that's the one.
Okay.
That's the one.
She's separated from the pack.
Separated from the herd.
Oh, man. That's bugged out, man.
Shout out to the Neo-Shays.
The Neo-Shays. And the O'Shays.
A lot of linen,
you
too.
All appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. A lot of linen. Yeah. Neo Shays wear linen, right?
No.
That's the O'Shays.
With the O'Shays, with the sandals and all that?
No. Neo, they wearing the designer shoes.
Interesting.
You know what I'm saying? Nice accessories.
Would you consider that part of New Black or no?
No. New Black is something totally
different.
That's
a strand of classic black, the Shays.
The Shays is a strand.
The Shays is a strand of classic black. That's a distinct difference.
It's an offshoot.
Exactly. That's what it is.
Is it an offshoot or is it the evolution?
That's a tribe.
Nah, it's the original.
It's the original.
They take it, you know what I'm saying?
It's evolved.
The
it's progressed. It's evolved. Kind of like hip hop, man. Like, let me ask y'all this.
Yeah.
Hip hop. I've been watching a lot of shit that's going on right now, right? I hate to make a sharp turn.
No,
but
this,
fuck it.
This
that
it.
Was cool.
That's it.
You know, there's been this whole thing. I'm not sure if you heard about this shit, but this whole Meek Mill, Drake
situation. He was in Canada. He's supposed to already know.
He's supposed to come back with the reference track.
Yeah,
with the buttons.
Well, he's hotter in Toronto, though. That's what I found out.
He is. He's from Toronto.
Montreal he's from, but Toronto's is really his, like...
No, he's from Toronto. That's
but
why
I'm saying he's big in Toronto. Yeah, yeah. So Montreal, he's big, but he's not as... Toronto's like, you know... He's the real big kahuna.
El Capitan.
El Chapo.
Nah, so anyway, so boom. So they had a little thing that was an accusation that Drake didn't write his own rhymes by Meek Mill, right? So there was an accusation of shit.
Uh-huh.
And cats was, you know, a lot of people on Twitter were like, yo, it's not a big deal. He performs it, he kills it, he's Drake, da 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 da. And let's not act like there's not a lot of ghostwriters in the game, and there haven't been ghostwriters in the game, which is true. There's been ghostwriters for a long time.
From day one.
From day one. But it was always ghosts.
Kaz is still mad that Big Bang Hank took his verse.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he just jacked that shit. That was a whole nother situation. But it felt as though back in the days, people would at least kind of keep it low.
Right.
You know what I mean? And the illusion... Maybe it's that the illusion is going away, but maybe it's, I felt like I grew up like with these purist views as hip hop relates, right? So I'm looking at that like, if you don't write your rhymes, we can't consider you a lyricist, because that's not your own output. That's somebody that collect. You didn't do that alone, right? Then, you know, I only like to hate on people, you know. But
here it comes.
But let's get it. Nah, it ain't no hate. But it's just a funny thing. Like again, we progressive and shit. And I know you like the record Classic Man.
Yeah, I like the record. I like the record.
Now the record is popping.
I like the record.
That the cat, and I fuck with him. He's a cool. He seems like a cool cat. I got nothing against him, but the look, this nigga's dressed. The look is takes me out of it. If y'all haven't seen Jadena, he's dressed like what's like a Boardwalk Empire type of.
Yeah, like a bootlegger. Bootlegger.
Like
yeah.
Like a young Charlie Rangel. Yeah. You know what I mean? So they got a hilarious. Like a conkaline.
No, we've got the people together.
Look like he got a switchblade on. They don't even look chronologically correct. Niggas never look like this in
got
hip-hop.
A cell phone.
Does he rap though?
I think he's a rapper.
I thought he sang.
I think he said he's a rapper.
Not one rhyme in Classic Man.
Did he not? I think he said. No, I think I seen an interview. Man. I think he said he's a rapper.
But he didn't rap on that song. And that's his only song, ain't it?
Can Cats rap looking like that? Can Cats rap?
Andre 3000 look how he want it.
But he didn't come in the game like that.
He had a wig on.
Yeah, I guess Andre 3000 did kind of open the door for cats like that. Who else opened the door?
He had on ripping
Prince?
Pants.
Would you say Prince?
Not for hip hop though.
Shit, motherfucking what's
Slick
shit,
Rick?
Grandmaster
Slick
Flash now had the feathers and long boots and
Slick Rick,
nut hugging.
So
pants.
maybe I'm being too overbearing with my own. Expectations.
You have it's one side, but it's always been other cats, other characters in hip hop. Now, you know what I'm saying? As far as the rules and the writing, and as far as Drake is concerned with this whole thing,
yeah.
I don't think Drake was ever considered a lyricist ever since he freestyled with the Blackberry on Flex.
I think that's when
people were like, oh man. You know what I'm saying? And secondly, you know, so I don't think Drake put on the front street that he had ghostwriters like Puff did. Like, I don't worry if I write rhyme, I write checks.
And that was the turn. That became the turn, because he said that. But at the same time, everybody kind of knew Puff didn't write. Like, it wasn't a really well-guarded secret.
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying? Whereas there's other guys that use writers that is still kind of, you know, people don't let you know, yo, this cat right here might have a writer as well.
Right, no doubt. But at the same time, with Drake, I think it became the evolution of hip-hop when hip-hop became almost synonymous with pop. You know what I'm saying? And Drake is not your underground lyricist, battle rapper by no stretch of the imagination.
Yeah.
And he's more linked to a pop type of situation. Half his album is singing anyway. Shit, so you don't know if the ghostwriter writing the songs or is he writing the raps? You know, I don't know. But, at the end of the day.
They put that reference record out of 10 Bands.
10
Did
Bands.
You ever hit?
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah, that's a rap.
Yeah, I mean, that was a rap.
more like
an extended hook.
Well, yeah, that's the style of Drake.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Who fucking knows?
But
I mean,
I like the 10 Band song. My whole thing with the whole shit is,
yeah.
I don't know who put the shit out there. Yeah. I don't know who decided to tell that Drake is motherfucking using a ghostwriter.
Yeah.
But the motherfucker who gonna suffer the most out of this shit
is
the ghostwriter.
He's fucked.
He's fucked up.
He's probably gotta be regular
that
now.
That nigga's unemployed now.
Did they reveal his identity?
Yeah, they did.
Meek Mill's put him all the way out on Front Street.
Well, I don't know if it was it Meek or was it OG Mako that did it first?
I know Meek said it. I don't follow OG Mako.
I think Meek kind of was, he's a cat. He had that song, bitch, you guessed it. You was right. You never heard that song?
He should have had Kim ghostwrite for him. It's that shit.
Hilarious. Now, so what happened, I think Meek had hinted around to it, and then OG Mako was like, it's about time the nigga Quentin Miller is getting his props. So I believe that's when his name came into the conversation. And then he even wrote like a little thing, because I guess he trying to make sure his money stay flowing. He was like, listen, Drake is an artist. You know what I mean? That we weren't
That's
doing
what
nothing
Quinn
but
said?
Yeah, we wasn't doing nothing but two artists in that bitch collaborating. He was bringing ideas, heavy ideas. I was bringing my own ideas. They were a little lighter than his.
Hey.
And I just want to keep working with him.
And I bet not.
Who knows? But then the other thing is, there's the then they were supposed to, I guess it was turned into a little beef. You know what I'm saying? Little diss records.
Okay.
You know, so Drake put out a record called Charged Up, which is, I guess it's a play off the name because it's totally some down tempo, real smooth, damn near Sade type shit.
I saw the best analogy of that record.
What, flipping Meek Mill's whole thing?
Nah. Somebody said Drake's Charged Up record is like when your daddy get disappointed in you. And he don't even yell no more. He just stating facts.
I'm disappointed, boy.
Disappointed in you, boy.
I'm just
tired of doing this charity for you niggas.
Yeah. Which could have been it. I mean, it was a real sleepy record, but he had a couple slick lines talking about, I never been with a chick that had me starstruck or was able to tell me to get my bars up, which was a slick one. That cuts right to the ego. So, you know, that was probably the best line of the whole shit.
And I can only imagine Drake really, like, when Drake write his diss records and stuff, they don't never be punchy, like, you know what I'm saying, outwardly, like Eminem.
Yeah.
I'm going to hit you with these punchlines. I think he just be saying real below-the-belt shit.
You know what I'm saying?
That only him and the other motherfucker know.
Some shit like, if you break up, your lady will say some shit about you, some real fucked up
right,
shit.
Yeah. Right.
Give you a complex.
That's how I think how Drake do it. Like, the one that matters the most to is probably the one that is targeted to. Just like when Meek said that line, what he said what's the song he got on Meek album that the whole started the whole shit?
Rico.
And Rico, when he says something about the one that the girl that you, your girl of your dreams, is, you know, saying, ain't even a challenge to me.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? The regular person, the average person, didn't even think nothing of no shit like that.
Yeah, I wouldn't even think about it. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But Meek Mill's over there like, did that motherfucker try to come for me?
Yeah.
Got all in his feelings.
Speculation.
Went home, cussed Nicki out.
Yeah.
And got on Twitter.
And apparently all this started because Drake wouldn't retweet Meek's album.
Yeah.
Man, that's sensitive shit like that. That's crazy.
Which is the second time he's beefed off all about that because Wale. Wale fell out over
Maybe
that
that's his strategy.
I thought for a hot second maybe it was a strategy. Maybe it was like 48 Laws of Power. Like, you know what I mean? Like, let's leapfrog this nigga. Like, he's the guy. Because the whole shit started with a tweet. Well, it started without, I mean, he didn't tweet the guys out, but the whole shit started like, well, y'all need to stop comparing me to Drake because we not the same motherfucker. Which I've never heard
anybody.
They don't even compare. They two totally different motherfuckers.
I'm tired of this.
Yeah. But it was a smart, remember we always say, one of the smartest.
Insert yourself.
Bring yourself in the conversation. Smartest line, one of the smartest lines Jay-Z ever said was, you know, we argue all day about who the best MCs, Biggie, Jay-Z, or Nas. And it was Biggie and Nas in that conversation.
At that time,
Jay wasn't really in that conversation.
He wasn't even in that conversation.
But he got right up in that conversation because he made you think, like, oh shit, all right. And he put you in the mind of him being on that level, and he took it to that level. So if this is a great mastermind plan, diabolical Meek Mill, you know, jump to glory, that I'm speculating, this would be exciting.
Yeah, because sometimes I guess people wait to be anointed, right?
Nobody waits.
No, what I'm saying, like,
you can't wait.
No,
not in hip hop.
No, I guess like that's the perception that people outside the game have. But like, you need to put yourself.
Got
to
take it.
Yeah, you got to.
You
got
to take it.
They'll give you next. You got to take now.
You ain't no anointing in hip hop. You got to take that shit. Yes. Run DMC came and took it. LL came and took it from them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Then he beefed with. He had the body Mo' D over it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? KRS over it. And then
Kane had it for a
while. Then Rakim came
and
took it from them.
And then it went. Then it probably went out west for a bit.
Then Snoop came and kicked over the buildings.
With Dre and them.
Then Biggie.
And the Woo.
Then Woo.
Nas had it for a second.
Nas go back and forth. He like one of them champs that, you know what I'm saying, they might lose it, then come back and gain it back.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
And then Hov had it for a while.
Then Hov took it.
Puff had it for a minute.
Eminem?
Puff had it.
Eminem never had it?
Eminem had it, but not undisputed. It was always kind of... Biggie had it.
Biggie
kind of created that whole King of New York thing.
Yeah. Was Nas than Biggie or Biggie than Nas?
It was around the same time. It was kind of like, I feel like was it Nas damn big?
Yeah, it had to be. Nas was out first.
Yeah.
Illmatic was Nas.
Illmatic came out. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Then Biggie.
Yeah. But,
Well, you know, D sent me an article, which I thought was an interesting conversation, in that R&B singers always have their lyrics written for them.
Not always.
But for a large part of the time. And, like, no one questions it because it's based on the vocals and how they deliver the... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a different thing. Yeah, it's like, go ahead.
But with hip-hop, it's like, so much is placed on authenticity. It's almost like if you're a baseball player and you're accused of taking steroids. Uh-huh. You know, it's like, you didn't really play anymore. You know what I'm saying? But, like, what percentage of it is also just, like, flow and how you get on the bars and how the presentation of it.
And even your wit, like, your creativity, shit that you... That was the fascination about hip hop. Was like, that motherfucker made that shit up himself. Like, even if it was in the distilled moment of freestyle, but even if it's not freestyle, he went home and he wrote those bars and then he spit those bars. But you know, it came from him. So you look at the person where they saying that, you start looking at him like, damn, who would ever think like someone like Nas, the shit that he would talk about. Mm-hmm. You look at him and you be like, yo, but you so young and. Why are you this wise? And even like a Kendrick or certain people, mm-hmm. or even a Jane, like, damn, you got inside information. And then, so you start to put that person with everything you've heard from him. Then you find out, nah, man, it was another guy.
But then I wonder, like, is there any value to just the delivery and presentation of the lyric, though? Like,
I guess there is.
Of course, there is. That's why those records are selling.
That's what I'm saying, though. Like, so even if someone did ghostwrite for Drake, there's still the element that he had to deliver those lines, though, like, in the way that he does.
And that's true. You know, and I can't take it away, but I'm just saying, this feels like this is a new concession that hip-hop is making. I feel like if you asked the same question 15 years ago, even though there was people being written for, motherfuckers would have been like, it would have been indisputable. Nah, fuck that. Maybe not 15, maybe 20 years ago, because 2000 may have been a little bit progressive. But I feel like 1995, if you said Mos Def don't write his lyrics, or if you said if you said half of these motherfuckers, if you said Big didn't write his lyrics, it'd fuck you up a bit.
Now, you know, it would. But Drake, you know what I'm saying? If he has the ghostwriter on some records, I'm sure. But I can't see that Drake had a ghostwriter his whole career.
That's what I'm saying.
And
he's
been putting out,
you
know what I'm saying, dope shit consistently.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, hey, if a dude wrote a couple of little bars or some shit, a couple of songs, I ain't going to throw him away because I enjoy the shit that he actually put out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, that's just my take. And maybe I'm not vested in it no more. Maybe I don't look at Drake in that way. You know what I'm saying? I don't look at him as I want to believe that he write all his shit. It's like I don't look at Rick Ross like, damn, that nigga used to hold the street down. You know what I'm saying? I don't look at Ross, you know what I'm saying, for that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But if you know what I'm saying?
You found out T.I. ain't write all his rhymes. How would you feel?
At this point.
He wouldn't give a fuck.
Family values.
Chris, what you thinking, man? How you feel about that?
It's interesting because you're saying that you didn't feel like Ali was just saying like, whatever, if Drake didn't write a couple of his lines, fine. But I was kind of taken aback by it because like I listened to a bunch of his mixtapes and stuff where it's like he's got some good rhymes on there. And like I was taken back by the idea that he wasn't writing all those. Yeah. It's like he's kind of a guy in a weird way that I like root for. Like it's kind of cool to see him, you know. So.
He's so vulnerable. But, he's very personal. So I know a lot of his shit got to be his shit, but you want to root for the guy.
And I don't think you got the ghostwriter on the mixtape, though.
I hope you got a hell of a budget if you got the ghostwriter.
You got the ghostwriter on the mixtape. Ghostwriter is writing for the residuals. He ain't writing just to be throwing them shit out on no mixtape.
Hilarious.
Got him writing for syndication.
You need 16 for you over there.
You know what I mean? Yeah, that ain't what the ghostwriter writing for. He writing for them hits.
Shit. But, you know, I just think it just discounts, like, all the work it takes to be a rapper at that level. You know, so many other things than just the actual words. It's how you spit them, how you move around in the world, and so it's a whole package.
Yeah, he'll be all right. Even if all y'all purists fall off, he got enough girls on his team to keep him afloat.
He good.
Who's
he
that?
Got
Drake?
All the strippers. Drake, yeah.
All the club goers.
Nah, when you off, you off. Let's not, it's not like, listen, he's good. He's nowhere near being rapped. But let's be honest, when it's over, it's over. Yeah,
I don't think this is going to push him over.
Ja got the door. Niggas gave Ja the all the way door to Jazzy Jeff treatment.
50 put him in dirt.
Yeah, you know I mean, like,
but
I don't think
Meek Mill ain't put.
No, not at all. Meek Mill actually pump faked it because he was supposed to drop a response to Charged Up last night via Flex.
Oh, man, Flex.
Had the whole Twitter on standby and shit never happened. So then, unfortunately, they clowned the shit out of Flex, but then
Flex had to take the stripping on that.
But then Meek never dropped nothing. But then the other question is, this is back to a little bit of the speculation report. I think tonight that tour is in Toronto. Now.
Which tour?
This Pink Print tour with Nicki Minaj, Meek Mill, Ray Sherman, Tinashe, and Dej Loaf.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, now, would Meek, ain't much upside. He would have some hella fire balls if you premiere your fucking Drake diss in Toronto. That would be fucking hip hop shit.
When is that?
Tonight.
That would be hip hop.
That may be the play.
But
it gotta be the play. I mean, I would hope that's the most exciting play, right, that I could think of. I mean, I'm sure there's other plays.
That's part of the play.
I hope that's the play, because last night it was a little bit of momentum lost.
And then he had to go to Toronto.
And he got to go to Toronto. Yeah, so
now when he could do it and get the hell on.
Yeah. But that's ball status.
Yeah, it better be.
Sounds like a meeting. Like, hold
charged
on.
Charged up!
On. You realize.
Anyway, I just hope the shit is competitive, man, because I like both of them. I like the two of them. I think they're both, you know, talented artists. They make good music. And as long as they're going to battle, let's make this shit something competitive and make it, you know, sound good.
Mm-hmm.
I gave you a grace period.
Yeah, man.
Nah, you know, I like them both for different reasons. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For totally, totally different reasons.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Speaking of fucking witch. Oh, man. Speaking of a couple things, man. Disappointment, though.
Boom, 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 boom.
Hulk Hogan in the nigga shit. Did the audio even come out yet?
There's a trend.
Yeah,
it's
out there somewhere.
There's a trend among white people, though. Like, when they get angry,
did they say nigga?
They say nigga.
Where did you get this trend?
Kramer, Hulk Hogan, Donald Sterling.
Was he?
It's like a tipping point for white people that they lose the inhibition, and that N-word just flies out. That's why you gotta be careful getting, you know, you get white people too angry, that N-word's coming out somehow.
Well, I always used to feel
and
like...
Ali sent a video of two white dudes getting into it, and the N-word was flying.
And they were saying it was with pure authenticity.
To each other.
You couldn't say.
So white people, when they get angry, I've noticed a trend, that N-word come out fast.
Black people say nigga when we get upset too, but I hear what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
That's a get mad. I mean, Hulk Hogan
mad.
He hot. Black dude is hitting his daughter. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, he halfway creepy with his daughter anyway. Like, he wants some. It's crazy with him and his daughter. Oh, you ever seen that shit? With
not
him and
really,
when he was putting a suntan lotion on her?
Nah.
It was a couple years ago. Pull that shit up. Where Hulk Hogan, they got pictures of Hulk Hogan at the pool putting suntan lotion on his daughter. He rubbing it all on her cheeks, all up in between the butt crack, down where the cooch at. She laying on her stomach.
Hogan,
pull that shit up. I'm like, yo,
we'll put it on this on
that
page.
Crazy.
Before I pull it up, though, how old is she in this clip? I don't want to see you.
No, she's 20. She's a grown woman. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Young precaution.
Yeah, no teenagers
rub
down with some suntan lotion.
Instead of El Colchon.
You know what I'm saying?
El Colchon.
She thick with it, you know what I'm saying? He was all up, like, he was way too far in it. Like, even if you was a dude that was trying to holler, you wasn't all the way smashing yet.
Yeah.
You would still be cautious in the places where he was at.
Yeah.
He was like, he was changing her motherfucking diaper, nigga.
Oh, man.
Grown ass woman.
Oh, man.
So, you know what I'm saying?
It was almost like,
you know what I'm saying? When on Scarface, when his sister came in, would you want to fuck me, Tony? You don't want no one else to have me, Tony.
That's a classic scene, by the way.
You know what I'm saying? It's almost like that with me with Hulk Hogan. Like, yo, he mad at
his daughter anyway.
You know what I'm saying? I can't say he was, but he act like he wanted to. I don't know.
It's fucked up, man. I used to be a little Hulkamaniac back in the day as a young kid. You know what I mean? You know, say your prayers, take your vitamins, all of that little silly shit. Now find out he's a racist. Yeah.
And then he's
not even a racist. I don't, you know, fuck him, though. I don't give a fuck, honestly. I like the fact, it's so interesting, though, the WWE got him the fuck up out of there, though. Yeah, he all up. Yeah.
Let me see, because my phone, I got the wrong link.
It's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it's a few.
He ain't go deep.
No, no, no. That's just only more, one. It's more.
It's more
he up. He
up in the crevice.
This the crack right here. He in the cut.
He charged up.
I
don't give a fuck about the poker.
Yeah, that's
a little weird. You know what I'm saying?
There's better ways to do that.
This is what made me bug out over the Hogan shit. He tweeted or retweeted somebody saying, yo, if Obama could say nigga, how come I can't say nigga? And this is that shit that I told y'all about two podcasts ago. This dude, John McWhorter, old clown ass motherfucker, he wrote a story talking about since Barack said nigga, you can too. Black dude wrote for Time. And this is the type of shit that, look at Hogan out there trying to use this faulty logic to get a nigga off. First of all, Hogan, more often than not, you're going to get your nigga off because you about 6'6", 2 and some change. You get that nigga off, but you see that nigga.
Uncontested.
Yeah, uncontested niggas is happening until you see a motherfucker go to the trunk. So, but if it's a conversation only, your shit might be uncontested. You know what I mean? You don't even have to bring Barack into the conversation.
You got that.
But it's this desire to want to say nigga that white people have. It's like the only, like, it's like, yeah, motherfucker, everything else. Motherfuckers want to say, I honestly feel that's the whole reason Rachel Dolezal identified as a black woman.
So funny.
So she can say nigga.
That's so funny. That's brilliant. I think that's brilliant.
You know what I'm saying? It's just one of those things, man. Like I'm paying attention.
They got a fetish.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, it's that one thing that they telling them that they can't do.
Shout out to A. Marie.
You can do everything else, but you can't do that.
Yeah,
why A. Marie? Why A. Marie?
This is one thing. It was just
A. Marie was A. Marie was at the
Everyday People. Yeah, DC. That's hot. Yeah. That's very DC. That's very summer.
Yeah, that's hot.
Was she showing them legs?
Yes. No. Did she?
She ain't come out in a pantsuit. Come on, A. Marie.
No. She had on some like leather pants type, some fitted leather shit. You know what I'm saying?
She's always good for them.
She still look good. Little shorts. You know what I'm saying? She's starting to look more. Korean, but she still look good.
What does that mean? I love the still. She still look good report. Does she still look good report? That's a joke.
Did she fall off?
Did she fall?
No. She still look good. She look good. You know what I mean? She got her hair done and all that, but she looking more Korean now. You know what I'm saying? Whatever the Asian in her is, she. It's coming out.
She ages. The Asian comes out more.
Yeah. She look like
maybe she getting more bookings in the Korean market. That K-pop shit is popping.
Unless
to go where you celebrate it, not where you tolerate it.
You know what I'm saying? And she came out. You know, she was gracious. You know what I'm saying? That's the type of vibe. She
well, tell
gave
me more.
Up.
Like, how is she gracious? How is she gracious?
No, you know what I'm saying. You know how sometimes artists, even when they ain't popping, you know what I'm saying? They gotta act like artists because they artists.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? She wasn't like that.
Are you trying to say she's not popping?
Shots fired.
She's not listening anymore. Shit.
You know, when you hot, you don't really talk to anybody like that.
She part of the era that Beyonce put out of business. It was her, Ashanti.
So well, if we're gonna speak on A. Marie, I gotta say, her and Rich Harrison had a good old their chemistry. Right. They had a nice 1-2 punch, man. He gave us some shit.
Rich Harrison.
Right. Rich Harrison is a producer who's from DC who produced a bunch of A. Marie shit. He's also the guy that did Crazy in Love for Beyonce. So you can see
the transition.
Right. Yeah, right. You see the power of those drums. Yeah.
Listen, I know you like this beat, but. Yeah.
But Beyonce put all of them out of business, all the solo singers from that era.
Yeah.
Only one came through was Alicia Keys. She made it through that era.
That's because she had the piano.
She had that piano. She had
that,
you know what I'm saying?
Piano talent. You got talent.
Talent.
That's musicality.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
And the forefathers co-signed it. Was Prince and Stevie and all the motherfuckers. Yeah. Completed a case.
A whole lot of instrumental solos.
Nah, she's dope, though.
But it was a lot of records. I was selling them music ads at the time.
We are really on some other shit. I know. This today.
There's a bunch of female artists playing the flute.
Yeah, it was a lot of them that was slated to come out that never dropped, dog.
Yeah, man.
It was a whole
lot of chalk lines out there.
Yeah.
It's a lot of motherfuckers that did.
A lot of RIPs.
Before it even started.
You know what I'm saying? That never got the chance.
A lot of
man.
Chris and Snoop a inside
lot of
the houses.
Pilots.
Snoop, I mean, Swiss old wife got caught up in that. Mashonda.
Mashonda
caught a body.
Good people, man.
No doubt Mashonda good people.
She great.
Mashonda, but she got caught up in the Beyonce whirlwind.
It was a lot. That shit was a force.
I never thought of Beyonce as a hurricane. That's an interesting point. Yeah,
she came through. She came
through and motherfuckers just
took everything off.
You know hope, speak, dreams.
Speaking of Alicia, she was
fuck all that singing. Go strip somewhere, shorty. Get out of here. Go be a hostess.
we was.
There's just one thing.
Y'all ain't gonna be sitting here dissing A. Marie.
Nah, nigga, we out here having a good time. That was you that said that.
You said she caught the body. Which, by the way, is a great analysis. A great analysis,
no,
dog.
I mean, I saw it firsthand. I saw the whole shit fall.
That was insightful.
But on Thursday.
He make you slander sound academic. That was insightful.
It wasn't slander, though. It was, y'all made it slander.
That was a tipping point. Slander,
man.
Ali hit him with the Malcolm Gladwell.
Y'all made that shit slander. That's all.
Nah. But Beyonce,
motherfuckers ain't shit.
Beyonce was so bad, she took out her own group.
She took all our minds.
Speaking of, like, baddest chicks in the game, Taylor Swift is fucking supposedly, like, I just realized.
Coming after,
Nah, that's done, though. Her and Nicki had a little.
No, Katy Perry.
They got
a little beef, too, yeah.
I didn't realize, because I'm so out the fucking loop when it comes to, like, Taylor Swift and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
She's got, like, 61 million people that follow on Twitter, which is a lot of people.
She verified?
I think so.
Yeah, motherfucker.
But my thing is, Chris, and asked me, as the white person in the room, that
hey Chris,
he was like, I don't like this shit. But I want to ask you guys, how much do you know about Taylor Swift? Do you know any of her catalog?
I know
Kanye, she's killing shit.
I know Kanye snatched the mic from her.
That's about it.
That's far as it goes.
I know the name of this new album is 1989. I heard that, but I hear it's pretty good. But I can't tell you. Chris, you got any Taylor? Where you at on your Taylor knowledge?
I mean, I know quite a bit about her because she's like white girl, like catnip, you know? Like
she's
killed,
yeah.
Yeah. Like my little cousin loves her, my girlfriend loves her. Like everybody loves Taylor Swift. So.
Tell us, what's the hottest Taylor Swift record? Like, what's the biggest Taylor Swift record?
Well, right now she's got Bad Blood out with Kendrick Lamar.
Right?
Yeah, which is a good song. But like the one that I could listen to I think is pretty good is Shake It Off. It's like kind of like it's a good pop song. I mean, I'm not like a huge fan of hers, but I've
didn't
heard her
Juicy songs. Didn't Juicy J have a record with her?
No, it's Katy Perry.
Oh, Katy Perry. Oh, my bad.
Nah, because Taylor kind of destroyed the game too a little bit. Like she's up there. She's holding her own. But it's funny because I don't feel like I've ever heard none of her shit. I just heard it in the past and didn't know.
Yeah, you've guaranteed heard a lot of her songs.
Like I'm sure you're probably getting like a cup of coffee and she was in the background.
Or
you
the
know?
Gym or some shit. You know what I mean?
Shake it off.
Yeah, let us know what your favorite Taylor Swift song is in the SoundCloud comments. Anyway.
Yeah, but she's huge though.
Who?
Taylor Swift. Yeah, she's
huge. They trying to make her the ambassador of New York.
I think they did that already. Yeah, She did it already.
Oh.
She had a video where she talked about going to the bodega and sitting on the stoop. The bodega.
And she was in Washington Heights with it, too. Oh, I ain't never heard of Dominican soda, too. I thought that
Ambassador
was
New York.
Straight dread.
Hilarious.
Ambassador
Bomber Clyde.
Anyway, man. I think it's time for us to get the hell on.
What time is it, man?
Well, we got some time. Y'all got something else y'all want to talk about?
I mean, you done signed us off.
Nah, we ain't all the way signed off.
I think we should be wrapping up.
Beyonce.
What else is popping? Nah, what else is going on, fellas? What's going on, man?
There's just one thing.
What's going on? Y'all picking that back up?
Nah. There's a lot going on, though, dog. Ali had a... Well, you can talk about that already.
What's that?
What's this Sandra Bland?
Yeah, that's heavy.
Yeah, man.
It's a heavy topic.
I mean, we talk about it. We brought it up.
I mean, they killed the girl. Shit.
Do you believe she's dead in her mugshot photo?
I don't know. That's an interesting theory. I don't know when she was dead, but I know nobody keeps a big ass fucking garbage can, like an outside garbage can, in a cell, man.
Is that what they found in it?
Well, they said she used the plastic bags from the garbage can, and when you see the picture of the garbage can, it's taller than the beds. It's like a big ass. And then so when they see the picture, they show you the picture, the can still got a bag in it, so they had an extra bag that she used. Come on, man.
It's starting to create. From what I've been seeing, it's like it's so much shit being covered up or hastily covered up.
Right.
You know, but then the autopsy's been all over the place. This is what fucked me up about the Sandra Bland shit is I was talking about it on stage the other day, and I asked, do you think she committed suicide or do you think she was killed, Sandra Bland? And, you know, obviously this was like just what I was thinking. It wasn't in a effort to be funny. It was just one of those things. Sometimes a lot of this shit comes to mind, and it's the in the zeitgeist that you're just in front of people, and sometimes you're trying to process it in the moment. And it was probably like 40 people in the room, and maybe 3 people knew who she was. The crowd was majority white, but it was like some black people in there. There was some Indian people. There was some Latinos. It was New York. And I was like, God damn. You know what I mean? And like the shit, that made me more upset than anything. And even after I left, because I feel like, I don't know if people know this. You know, Chris is my man. He sits up in here with us and shit like that. But there's some shit going on. Like, this war going on out there. Motherfuckers is being killed and lives are being lost. And the shit is bubbling. Like, people are feeling a way about that. And if I'm going to go home and Google fucking Taylor Swift, the least you could do is find out about Sandra Bland, because that apathy and that ignorance could be the shit that sets a motherfucker off. You got somebody probably at your job right now in the cubicle next to you, going through some shit, trying to process this shit. Just try to empathize and try to be informed. You know what I mean? Like, you know, and if you got white friends, keep your white friends informed and vice versa. Like, let's have this conversation. Let's not make it a just a black conversation. Like, this is a national, this is, shit needs full attention. So, you know, I just want to hit y'all with that PSA, though. Definitely, you know, Google her name. You know, if motherfuckers is out here, you know.
That's a good point. That's a good point. That's a good point, D.
Well, thank you, brother.
Man, I think we should go ahead and sign on off on that note.
Well, I think
anything else is going to make it.
You know what I'm saying?
That's, we can't.
You got to leave them with that. Send them to Google.
Well, there you go. Do your Googles. Where you going to be at, man? Let the people know.
Man, I'm at the... Oh, actually, D and I were doing a show...
Tomorrow.
Tonight. Well, tonight when this drops.
Tonight, the mashup at the Stand.
Yeah, D and I are going to be on stage together. 2 mics on stage at the Stands. The mashup show. It's going to be fun, man. Always like working with D. Mm-hmm. And then I'm at the Stand this weekend as well. I'm working over there.
Yeah.
Website, laughingblad.com. Yeah, would love for you guys to check it out.
No doubt, no doubt.
There you go.
So we round.
Ali, where you at?
We round, man. I'm excited. I'm going to be shooting Bun B and Fab next week. So, you know, that's going to be cool.
Oh,
nice.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah, that's good, so yeah.
Just waiting on the day.
That's what's up.
Yeah, that's going to be dope.
That's a good look, man. Yeah, so, yeah, we're going to be at that mashup tonight.
It's going to be fun.
Me and Young Camaño, 2/3 of the ITC, you know what I mean? Yeah. Then Sunday I'm at Stand Up New York, you know, and then... Shit, a good Tuesday, I'm at the Stand, so come on through. Also, tonight, watch me on Not Exactly News, man. Thanks for the support, man. We're really trying to keep that shit going. And tell a friend to tell a friend. Get in the conversation. We out. Peace.